إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
When we look at this verse, which I'm sure you're all very, very familiar with and comes up time and again in different majalis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So we've established what the meaning of abd is, the importance of being an abd. Now we are being told that I did not create the jinn and the humans except that they worship me. Now every time you see the word worship, keep that other meaning in mind as well. This idea of total servitude, being a slave, displaying myself as somebody who is completely owned by Allah. This is the reason of our creation. But if we look at another verse, then we see that Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawatin wa min al-ardi mithlahunna yatanazzalu al-amru baynahunna lita'lamu anna Allah 'ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in 'ilma. It is Allah who has created the seven heavens and of the earth a number similar to them. And then it moves on to say that you may know that Allah has power over all things and that Allah comprehends all things in knowledge. Now, it might appear to be a sort of conflict over here, that in one verse we're being told that our purpose is to worship Allah and show this idea of being an abd. In another verse, we're being told that the purpose is to know Him. This was the reason for the creation. And so, how do we put these together? Is it the fact that we have multiple goals and we've been created, we can achieve any one of them, it doesn't matter which one we do? Or do we have to attain all of them? Is there a specific relationship between the two? What we can do is use an example that Adla Jawadi gives in the tafsir of a seed. When you think about it, when we plant a seed, if I were to ask you, what is the goal of planting that seed? What would you say? What's the goal of planting that seed? To get a tree, Ahsan. So we do have some farmers. The purpose of planting that seed is to grow a tree. But is that the final purpose? Why do you want that tree? The fruits of that tree. And so what we find is that, yes, we've attributed multiple goals to this seed. On the one hand, it's to get the tree. On the one hand, it's to get the fruits. But those two goals are not completely separate from each other. One follows on from the other. It's only by getting that tree that we will be able to receive the fruits from that tree. And so we see that they are vertically aligned. The same thing can be applied to the goals in our life. What we need to do is see the relationship between these goals that we have in our life and try and understand which one leads to which. So what we'll do is we'll try and see from the Quran itself what the relationship between these two. On the one hand, we have to worship Allah and be His slave. On the other hand, we have to recognize Allah and know Him and attain His ma'rifah. So what is the relationship between these two? The next verse tells us this. وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord so that certainty comes to you. Yaqeen. Yaqeen is some stage of ma'rifah. It's that stage of ilm where you don't have any doubt anymore. You see the reality of things. This is the reasoning for our worship. But if you look now at this hadith that we have from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ ذِكْرُهُ مَا خَلَقَ الْعِبَادَ إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُوهُ فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. Verily Allah did not create the servants except for them to know Him. Then if they know Him, they will worship Him. فَإِذَا عَبَدُوهُ اِسْتَغْنَوْ بِعِبَادَتِهِ عَنْ عِبَادَةِ مَا سِوَهُ. Then if they worship Him, they will become needless by this worship from worshipping other than Him. Now again, it seems to be cyclical, doesn't it? The verse is telling us, worship so that you know Allah, so that you reach this level of yaqeen. On the other hand, the Imam is telling us that if they know Him, then they will worship Him. And we see this happening between other pairs of concepts that appears in the Quran as well. For example, when we talk about the relationship between ilm and amal, or ilm and iman, or amal and iman, what we find is that one affects the other But in turn, that one affects the first. So for example, when we have strong faith, that pushes us to do good deeds. But when we do those good deeds, in turn, that has an effect on our iman, and iman becomes stronger. So it's not just a cycle, but it's a spiral of ascent. When you go after one, it helps you with the other. When you perform the other, it helps you with that first one. The same thing can be seen over here, that we worship Allah so that we gain knowledge of Him. The more we gain knowledge of Him, the more we understand our reality and our poverty in front of Him, and the more we submit to Him, such that we reach a stage where everything and anything other than Him is out of our lives and we are focusing purely on His ibadah.